Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. David Olson, your co-host for whatever Wednesday on Beamer Blog Talk. I'm co-hosting with my friend Lisa Diamond. And we have a really great show today. We have one of our top leaders I'm so fond of that's going to be joining us talking on one of our training topics. But meanwhile, let me get to some of our announcements. You should have received your corporate newsletter yesterday from Albert. And some really great information in that, in his piece. You know, the FDA, of course, is still planning on releasing the B-Body in the first quarter of 2021. We may even be able to start working on warranty issues with B-Bodies as early as February, according to his newsletter. And then he also alluded to the Beamer Pro set being available. It's the first time I've seen this in print, which means that the B-Lite should be coming along too, because we all know that's part of the Pro set. So, and of course, he also alluded to the fact that we will likely have both the Pro set and the Go set going forward, but those will be part of announcements in January. And you may have noticed too that if you've had any issues with dealer support calling the Beamer corporate number, our answer times are greatly shortened. We've got increase in staff, lots of new faces there, and you know, we have a new individual in charge of dealer experience, John Rockenstein, and I am super excited to have him involved because we are the lifeblood of Beamer, those of us in the field, and he's going to make sure that we're having a really good experience going into 2021. Of course, the Dash for Cash is still happening. That's the last quarter incentive, started on September 1st. So we had an additional month where if you sell four Beamers of any type by the end of the year, it's a $600 bonus. Six Beamers is $1,500. Eight Beamers is $2,500 bonus, a great bonus going into the new year. And then the Senior in 60, of course, is still happening as well. And that is anybody who becomes a distributor has 60 days to become a senior, sell those four Beamers, and they'll earn a $1,000 bonus. And the 60 days doesn't start until the month after they started. So if they started today, their 60 days doesn't start till January 1st. So they've got almost 90 days to become a senior and earn that $1,000 bonus. It's a great way to start. So with that, I'd like to bring on my co-host, Lisa Diamond, to introduce our very important guest. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, David, good morning. And happy Wednesday, everybody. So I get the honor and pleasure of introducing our guest today, who is not only my direct sponsor, but has been a dear friend for 16, 17 years. And the managers are currently doing a three-week management advanced training with Chris and George Baronis, and they've been bringing on top leaders in the company to do little training segments. And Lisa Moore and Leslie Fox did our first training a week ago Monday, and so David thought it would be awesome for Lisa to come on and share with us part of their topic, which is discernment. So Lisa Moore is joining us from Sedona, Arizona. Lisa, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Lisa and David. It's quite an honor to be a guest and excited to share and assist people in these changing times in the world and really stepping into the power and the energy of discernment. So when you guys asked me, I actually went to the went to Google and put in discernment and what the meaning of discernment stated in the Oxford languages. And number one, it said the ability to judge well. And number two was in Christian context, perception in the absence of judgment with a view to obtain spiritual guidance and understanding. And I thought, wow, okay, here I am actually a spiritual counselor and help people and have been 100% focused on Beamer for almost coming up. Leslie and I have been with Beamer for it'll be 5 years in March. And we, talking on the manager call, we went back assessing what we were going to chat about, and one of the topics that we touched on a little bit was the discernment. And what we realized at the beginning when we started our Beamer business is we put anyone and everyone in as a distributor. And about a year in, we realized that there were people who really did not have the skill set or the, not ability, but the computer skills of what it really took to be a distributor. And it took a lot of time and a lot of energy for us to spend hours and hours and hours with helping and assisting them. And not that we didn't love doing that, because we're both very much nurturers, but we realized going into our second year, we've got to use discernment of who we really put into the business as a distributor. So what we then realized is how can we sort of assist those customers and use them as leverage for referrals. And we put in a referral program for those customers that didn't have or that had interest to be a distributor, but we knew didn't have the skill set because of age or because of just what they were doing in their life. And that referral program has worked beautifully for us. And the customers, they love it. And what we do with the $4,000 set is we refer $150. And we've had people where we've had to 1099 them because we've paid so much to them in referral fees. So it really, really worked super well for us. Going back to using discernment, we tell our newbies that are coming into the business, don't go after your friends or don't talk to your family members at the very beginning, because they tend to have judgment on us of that, especially those that are doing multiple things, and we tend to want to go to our family and friends first. And we suggest wait and have your own story and have your profound results with your own Beamer experience before you even have conversations with family and friends, because we all know that our family tend to judge us. So just making it easy on yourself so you don't get discouraged. We've seen it so many times where people just throw the towel in after going to their friends and family of, say, 10 people, and everybody says no. So they just go back into judging themselves and just say, you know what, this is too difficult or this isn't for me. I personally, with Leslie's and my business, I am the natural connector. So I tend, for me personally, it's much easier for me to have a conversation about the Beamer whole experience to chat with people I don't even know. And again, it's my own judgment of myself that it's like it's much easier to talk to people I don't know. So really tap in, and this goes much deeper to once you really begin to start trusting in who you want to have a conversation with, you're going to find yourself three steps forward instead of trying to convince somebody that this is the right thing for them or that they have to have it. So really trusting in your own intuition is the key element for the energy around discernment. And hopefully, Lisa, does that make sense as you hear that?
It does. And I mean, obviously, I was trained by you and Leslie. So, you know, I used that as well. Like, I, you know, and David and I have talked about this, you know, privately and on Blog Talk, is that, you know, I don't always offer the distributorship portion of it. And, you know, not judging whether they can do it or won't do it, but it's, you know, what am I going to put my energy into in training them and getting them up and going? Or, you know, is it better to just pay the referral fee? So,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk a little bit, too, about discernment, about, so once you've built somewhat of a team, I mean, you and Leslie have a big team, and there are people that are inactive and aren't really doing anything, don't you think discernment goes along with that as far as, like, who are you going to put your energy into in resurrecting a business partner or just moving on to creating new business partners with, you know, a new kind of standard operating procedure?
Absolutely, which again comes back to the discernment, is trusting in. And we've actually gone back through and starting to recall some of our people on our top line that haven't done anything this whole year and seeing if we can resurrect. And I remember our sponsors are Adrian and Janelle. Some of you may know their names, OD Pluses. And I remember at the very beginning, because Leslie and I did not come from a direct sales industry or an MLM type of industry. So this was all a new business for us being into. And I remember at the beginning, we would call and call all these people. And Janelle said to us, let people step to you. And that was such a profound assistance to us, because we were spending so much time trying to pull people along that didn't want to be pulled along. So I do sort of once a quarter or once every 6 months do reach out to people via text or phone call to say, hey, just wanting to check in and see how your business is going, or even just having a conversation. What's happening with your life? Can just, you know, activate somebody to go, wow, you know, thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out and thinking about me. And now, especially with the holiday season, it is a wonderful time. Or do a group email to your team. And I think the other big thing of understanding, coming back to the discernment, is don't judge who has money or who doesn't have money. That was a big thing for us at the beginning of starting our business, because we would hear on people on our team, oh, this person, they're for sure going to buy because they have so much money. Or, oh my goodness, I'm not going to talk to this person because they have no money. Well, let me tell you, we have had probably 3 sales on our top line to people that literally had zero money. And we've had people that knew people with lots and lots of money with health challenges, and they never bought the device. And we all know Beamer works. So don't judge somebody for what you may perceive where their financial, where they lie financially. Because if somebody is truly meant to have a Beamer, let me tell you, they will find a way to get a Beamer. And we saw it firsthand. And Leslie and I looked at each other and go, wow, you know, we have to watch our own discernment to really go, we can't judge, because you don't know. One of the top people, her aunt financed her Beamer, and 6 months later, she was supposed to start a monthly payment back to her aunt, and the aunt said, no, this is a gift for you. So this goes back again, really being conscious about discernment of where your energy is around that, and not to go into self-judgment, because it's a natural thing for us all to do. And just catch yourself. And it can really make a big difference with your business, definitely.
Awesome. That's great advice, because I've certainly had both myself and have made those judgments, and, you know, and has either stopped me from moving forward or surprised me. So I wanted to ask you about discernment and when you have your team, and, you know, everybody's different, right? Everybody has different skill sets. They have different strengths. And, I mean, I know you personally, because obviously I've known you for a long time. And one of the things that I think that you and Leslie do really well is you meet people where they're at. So it's not like a standard across the board, this is how we help you grow your business. It's, you know, you really take the time with your distributors to figure out what it is they need help with. Like when you guys call me, you know, you guys call me and I'm like, no, I'm fine, I got it. and I don't ask for help. And I don't ask for help very often. But that's not your whole team, right? I mean, you have some that
right.
are constantly like, so, you know, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, one of the that I love is one is the five love languages, and it's speaking somebody's language and how they want, how they, their personality is basically nurtured. And another book I love is Why People Buy, which is based on the bank system, which is different personalities, which I really connected with. Now, I was a stay-at-home mom for 25 years, so I didn't have the corporate experience. I've been an entrepreneur and, you know, had spiritual coaching and spiritual counseling. So having, you know, 500-odd people in our organization, it has been a whole different learning experience for me. And I remember a couple of years ago, I turned to Leslie, and we had, like, three people on our team that were Leos, born in July and August, at which I am a Leo. And I turned to Leslie and I said, I can't handle these people. You've got to step in and handle them. And it was just different personalities that something was triggered inside of me, or a frustration inside of me. And I just said, you know, I don't want to judge myself. At this point, I just need to step away from having, not contact, but having dialogue with these people. And fortunately, Leslie was able to handle them. And Leslie's like, don't worry, we'll handle them. So it's using, calling your upline or your sponsor or your mentor or your manager to assist when you're finding you're being triggered, or you're going into judgment that this person is driving you crazy, or that you're struggling with how to deal with this person. So really know that we in the Beamer family, we're all in this together, which is so wonderful and so amazing. So really don't go fall into that trap of self-judgment, and yes, we're all human. And yes, we all want to do this on our own, but when there's frustration coming in, really know to reach out to whoever that person that you're feeling the connection with that can really assist you to get you over that hump. And the hump for me, it lasted for like a month, where it was like, it just was triggering something inside of me. And, you know, so Leslie ended up dealing with them, and whenever there was an issue, and we got past it and we were fine. So just knowing there's different personalities, and that bank system, it's all personality, and there's lots of different personality programs out there. Find one and pick up a book about it, because especially those that may not have been in the corporate world or have worked with multiple different people and energies and beliefs and on and on and on, I know for me, it really assisted me because it was so foreign to me of managing or, you know, supporting a team of 500 plus people, which we all have come from many different walks of life and duality of what we're all coming back to. And it's, you know, the Beamer family, which is so amazing. So really reach out to your mentor, your sponsor, and your manager to help you get through if you've got some personality glitches, and it'll just make such a big difference for each and every one of you listening in on this call.
Yeah, that was awesome. So a couple of points. So I've, of course, you know, I've done this. I've called you guys and said, I have this situation. I'm not the right person to have this conversation. You and Leslie, you know, are in a position where you guys are partners together in the business, and so you've got each other. But I know that you guys often also reach up above you or sideways, you know, to address the different personalities. But I wanted to say, so I'm just going to share something, Lisa, with everybody on the call. This is a personal situation. So the five love languages, if you have not read it or heard about it, I highly recommend it as well. And you can actually just Google five love languages quiz and, you know, take the quiz, and it literally like tells you what you respond to, you know, what's important to you. And so Leslie and I have some similarities in our personality. And Leslie, like, you never ask for help, you never want anything. And so I sent her my five love languages in the order, and she's like, okay, now I get it. Like, we didn't even have to have a conversation. So, you know, it might be a good team building thing. You know, if you've got distributors underneath you and you're building your team, you know, it might be a good team building exercise, maybe for the end of the year type of thing. And also, at Lisa and Leslie's recommendation, I also did the bank code, which lets you know your personality type in, you know, from strongest to least strong. And, you know, if you have a nurturer and you're talking to them or sharing with them Beamer, the way that you're sharing it, the language that you're using, if you're not talking to them, to the nurturer in them, they're not even hearing you, right, Lisa?
Exactly. And going back, I'll never forget that conversation when Leslie got off the phone. She goes, "Oh, I now know what Lisa Diamond's love language is, and I can now see why when I'm offering all my help, she says no." It was hilarious. Yes, that bank, back to the bank system, it's the B is the blueprint type of personality, the A is the action, the N is the nurture, and the K is the knowledge. And again, one of our funny experiences with this, we had a woman come over that was interested in the business, and this was at the very beginning, like we were 3 months in, and Leslie was spewing off all the science to her and this, that, and the other thing. And she left our home, and her, I could, again, go into discernment and going, "Leslie, you just lost her. We may not have just gotten that sale." And she's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "She was like, her head was spinning with the words and the language that you were speaking to her." And we talked to her about it the next time she came over for a session. And she said, "Oh, yeah, I was like, so, like thinking, this is not for me. This is not for me." And so we were then shortly after introduced to this book, and we realized that this woman's love language was, she was all action and she was a nurturer. So once you can go back into discernment and trust in your own intuition after asking your potential sale client, asking questions, you'll be able to intuitively know what their language of or their personality is. And most people are two. Like, I'm very much an action and a nurturer. And Leslie is very much a nurturer and a knowledge person. So So when I connect with somebody and I sense that, like, we just moved and I've got a neighbor across the street and I knew he was knowledge based, and I started the conversation and I said, you know what, I'll have Leslie have a conversation with you. And sure enough, it worked. So this comes back again to understanding and trusting in your own discernment of what a person wants to hear, or their personality traits of how they're going to hear something. Really, really important.
Yeah, awesome stuff. I just want to let everyone know, press 1 on your phone to get into the queue to ask questions. It can be anything. It's whatever Wednesday, or if it's specific to what we've been talking about today with Lisa. And actually, I think, David, next week, maybe you and I can get together and I'll go over the bank code with you, and we could do a little like live bank code training just for people. I think it's so important to know, you know, who you're talking to, how you're saying it. So, David, you want to start taking callers?
Yeah.
Are you still with us, David?
When it comes to discernment, because there's another level too, or a couple levels. You know, there's discernment, and when you do bring somebody into your business, they may be really good at direct sales, but then there's the additional discernment on, are they going to be good at building a team? And, you know, if they want to sponsor somebody, you know, I try to let the person know that, hey, you know, you can do direct sales all day long and change people's lives, but the moment you recruit somebody to become a distributor underneath you, you need to step up into a leadership role. And are you going to be doing three-way calls for them? Are you going to be doing presentations for them? Are you going to, you know, help them get their new customer started, do a 60 to 90 minute Zoom call? And often their eyes start getting really big because they don't realize that there is that much involved when you start bringing somebody on, because you want to, you know, help them become a senior and get a return on their investment and sell those Beamers so that they get their investment back. And that's not for everybody. And so I didn't have as much discernment that way in the beginning of my business as I started building my team. And we all have people that have brought in other distributors that have not led them to success, you know, and they sit back and they make an 8% commission and they don't lead. You know, that's another level of discernment that we need to exercise out there. And then the other one too is, you know, Beamer's for everybody, but not everybody is right for Beamer. And I was talking to Lisa D this morning about this, that some people, if they're really skeptical about getting a Beamer into their life, but they're going to do it, but they're counting on something like the 30-day money-back guarantee, I'll just tell them right out, hey, you know what? I don't think Beamer's right for you right now, or I don't think you're right for Beamer right now. And I will try to dissuade them from bringing a Beamer into their life. Because if they go into it with incredible skepticism, or if they go into it counting on the 30-day money-back guarantee, they're setting themselves up for failure. And now you're going to have somebody who doesn't have a good experience, and they send their Beamer back, and we know a happy customer is going to tell 5 people, and an unhappy customer is going to tell 20. So that's a level of discernment that I exercise today that I didn't when I was new in this business. I just wanted to share that. We do have several people in the queue. Area code 801-633, 801-633. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning. This is Janine Meekham in Salt Lake City, and I'm enjoying
good
the
morning.
Conversation. I had a couple of questions. I pulled up Why People Buy, and there are several books, several authors. I was wondering if I could get the specific author and also the bank code. I'd like to look that up too. I'm glad you're going to talk about that next week, and I wouldn't mind taking a look at what specific there, if you could help me with that.
Yeah, it's Sherry Tree, C-H-E-R-I, Tree is the author.
Sherry, Sherry.
Tree,
Sherry
like
what?
Tree, T-R-E-E.
Okay, just all right.
And Lisa and David doing a call next week, I think would be really interesting for the listeners. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and the bank code, is there a book on that as well?
That is the bank code.
The name of their company, the name of the book is Bank Code, and it's B. It's a acronym B.A.N.K. Otherwise, if you just Google Bank Code, you're gonna get banking institution code. If you type in Code Breaker Technologies, you'll be able to pull up all their stuff.
Hey, thank you so much, and great confirmation. All of it.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Area code 801-473, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David and Lisa.
Cindy.
This is Cindy Parkinson. Funny that Janine and I pushed at the same time, I guess. Hey, so I've appreciated what's been shared. I think that I have fallen into the trap of not using discernment, especially during Fast Track when people could enroll for only $144 and we got more points if they enrolled. And so now I have some new distributors that haven't done much or maybe even anything. And so what I wanted to ask is, what do you do, Lisa, in the beginning? How much time do you spend with them? And, you know, maybe I'm starting wrong from the very beginning. Maybe I need to go over with them and sit down with their list and help them make calls. And so that's why I just wanted some direction on what to do with someone who's been in for a month and hasn't really done anything. You know, one of them got COVID, and I know it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I want to do my part to support them. So I wanted to know how much time to spend and what to start with.
Yeah, great question. And Leslie and I were actually just talking about this last night. We have found, we have put in 49 distributors on our top line over the last 4.5 years. So we've seen a lot. We've worked closely with a lot of our distributors, and you know, we've had a lot of success and a lot of learning curves and frustration and on and on and on, every emotion under the sun. And we've come a long way of discernment. So what we were saying, you know, this Fast Track, or not so much the Fast Track, but the Senior in 60, we find that a lot of people are so disconnected from their bodies, whether they're dealing with health challenges, financial challenges, COVID, family issues, that we find the first 60 days, actually it's more like 3 months, it's 120 days, we find is a really good time that people are in their body, they're able to think clearer, they're sleeping better, they have more energy, and they're more opt to doing something after that 3 to 4 month time frame. We have seen it time and time and time again. And even somebody, Danielle Rambour, is on our team, and I'm sure a lot of people know her name. She's one of the top salespeople in the world. And the first 6 months, Danielle didn't do a single thing. She was just focused on her own health. So understanding, don't judge yourself for that a person hasn't done what they've said they wanted to do. So often they just don't have the ability until the Beamer starts really doing its job on people. And it's a 3 month. And Leslie and I, at the beginning, would say, oh, their tone of voice would change and people were more opt to reaching out to us. And I think just don't get frustrated and just say to these people, you know, I'll reach out to you in a month and I'll check in with you. And if something comes up or you want me to do a three-way call or a refresher for you, please know that I'm available and let people step into you. And that was that advice that we had gotten from Janelle, was because we were getting so frustrated at the beginning, just like you're, you know, alluding that you've had some frustration with people. So just sit in the pocket and just keep on to Beamer and setting your intentions that this is a profound medical device that can change somebody's whole well-being and their financial situation and just put it out there. So just take a step back and don't go into that self-judgment and just use discernment and just have patience, because we all have been there. And it's just, I think, part of the human nature, especially in these changing times.
Wow, thank you. That is great advice. You want them, you can't want it for them more than they want it for themselves, but you want, with this holiday cash, you want them to earn it, you know, and that's part of what I use to bring them in. And, you know, and now I'm feeling badly, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Just be patient with yourself and know that there's nothing you can do. It's letting them take responsibility for their own action and letting them step in, and they know that you're available, and that's the best advice that you can give them. Just reach out and say, call me when you're ready.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
It makes me think of direct sales guru and Idaho boy, Jim Rohn. One of my favorite quotes is, I was going to help this distributor be successful if it killed me and I almost died. Area code 303-601, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. I love that quote you just gave, David. That was awesome.
Jerry.
Jerry Gallegos.
Hey, Jerry.
We haven't heard from you forever.
Well, it hasn't been that long. It was about 3 weeks ago. But anyway, great nuggets today. And the lady that just got off, I had to chime in a little bit. Regarding how you want it more for everybody. She didn't give her name, but welcome to Beamer. One of the things that I think, there's two different people that come into Beamer. There's the business builders, and those are the product-oriented individuals. And so the business builders, they just say, get out of my way. I'm going to go recruit everybody in the world. And they have people that they recognize that are other business builders. And they're the ones that will do the fast start and get, you know, the senior in 60. But there are other individuals like me, I'm going to use myself as an example, is that Beamer is a learning experience that I've been involved now. In September, it was 5 years. And I think Leslie and Lisa about the same time. And then David, you and I went to the first academy. But I mentioned the academy because I had signed up in September. And David, I think that was October, we went to our first academy with Bettina. And I never intended to build Beamer as a business, ever. It was something we got as a product through DeVore's that introduced us to it, and we bought it to use it. It wasn't until I went to that same academy that you did with Nick Hewish and Bettina Torres in Salt Lake City that it was like two things really caught my attention. Half the room was filled with medical professionals, and I realized that I was in an organization of top-notch people. That really stood out to me. And then second of all, it wasn't until Bettina actually got in and explained the business aspect of it that I even recognized there was a business behind it. But and then the third, and I hope that 2021 will bring this back. But for the lady that was just asking about how you get these people involved, the very first thing that a person needs to do is make sure they get to an academy. And right now it's online. But even after they do the online academy, I know, just like what I said, when I went to that first academy and the camaraderie and meeting the people and seeing who was involved, that changed my life forever. So I wanted to just encourage her, make sure you get them in the academy, whether it's a month or 2 months or 3 months, and then also urge them to go to a live academy, because that is truly, truly life-changing. And those are just the comments that I had in terms of how you build, and whether it's fast or slow, it'll continue to grow.
Thanks, Jerry, for coming on and sharing that. The individual, you probably did not catch her name, or you did not catch her name. It was Cindy Parkinson, and Cindy sold 10 okay. Beamers in a matter of weeks during Fast Track. So way to go, Cindy. And Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
And congratulations to her, too, and everybody. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jerry. Press 1 on your phone to rise in the queue. Of course, today's Whatever Wednesday. We can talk about anything. And we just got a few more minutes left. I want to give a shout-out to my new partner, Scott Slay. I think he's on his first Beamer Blog Talk call. Thanks for joining us today, Scott. And let's hear from Sandra in Houston. Sandra, go ahead.
I could almost be a fan club for you all. Oh, this is a fabulous call today. There were so many good takeaways. I wanted to ask, and so thank you, and I wanted to ask Lisa, both Lisas, how did you find the experience of implementing the five languages of love into your conversation? And what I mean by that is, maybe how long did it take you to bring it to conscious awareness? What challenges did you face doing that?
Well, this is Lisa Moore speaking. What we found is it's noticing how a person is going to respond, and without saying to them, you know, well, pick up the book, and that's what we ended up finally. I mean, Lisa's a dear friend. Lisa Diamond, so we had her go and do the questionnaire, the free online 30 questions. So we all had a better understanding. So I think, again, it's seeing how somebody responds to how you're offering or how your conversations go, which, again, spins back to discernment and really trusting in your own intuition how somebody responds. And if you put out something and they respond in a negative way, then you know that that's obviously a trigger and that's not how they want to communicate with you. Some people want to communicate. They don't want to talk to you, but they're wonderful communicators with email or with text messaging. So just sort of meet somebody where you think they want to be met. And especially if people you don't know very well, I mean, 50% of the people that are in our business on our top line, we had no relationship with them until we introduced them to Beamer. And these were random people from sitting on planes or meeting. We sold 3 devices. We were in Italy traveling and sold 3 devices to people. People from the U.S. that were also traveling. So it's just understanding that you've got to meet somebody where you believe they want to be met.
Okay, great. By the way, you started speaking, Lisa, and I thought maybe I'm in a landmark seminar.
Well, I am an intuitive and spiritual coach. I've done it for almost 25 years.
Oh,
so.
I recognize this language. But anyway, thank you so much. It was all very valuable, and you hit home some things that I had concluded for myself and my business, and I'm sure other people have too. Thanks a lot.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling in, Sandra.
And then, Sandra, thanks. I just wanted to add, this is Lisa Diamond, is that I would start with the 5 love languages for yourself before you start to try to figure out what someone else's are and how to respond to them. Because what I found for myself personally was sometimes, like, I have friends that are, like, huge huggers, and I'm not a huge hugger. Nobody is right now. But you know, physical touch is one of the 5 love languages. And, you know, when you answer the questions, it rates these different 5 things in how you respond. So it's words of affirmation. So it's someone telling you, you know, hey, great job, or thank you so much, I appreciate that. Those are words of affirmation. I love you. Acts of service are, people helping you. I'm just one of those people that I don't ask for help, and I don't respond to it well. It's uncomfortable for me. So the other one is receiving gifts. how you are at receiving gifts. The other one is quality time. And the fifth one is physical touch. So when you understand how you react to people, responding to you in those ways, and you get an understanding for yourself, then I think going forward with other people, it's easier to understand. And when you know what someone's five, that's why I said I think it would be a great team building exercise for the end of the year for distributor teams. And then if you've got somebody on your team who is, words of affirmation are super important to them, then you're going to stop asking them, hey, how can I help you? How can I help you? How can I help you? And you're going to start responding to them with, wow, that was a really great job. That was a great presentation. And that's what they're going to respond to, and then they're going to excel from that. So I just wanted to toss that in there. And David, I think you have another caller before we have to go.
No, we have to go. It's 46
okay.
minutes after
right.
the hour. And thanks, everybody. Lisa Moore, thanks for joining us. And Lisa D, thanks for
co-hosting.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Make it
thanks.
A great Wednesday,
great
everybody.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Today's
Bye
show
now.
Was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.